Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the Midday News. The headlines. Lok Sabha takes up motion of thanks on President's address. Opposition MPs create ruckus in both houses of parliament, demanding discussion on Mahakumbh incident. Campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls ends today. Political leaders making last-ditch efforts to woo voters. Election Commission prohibits exit polls for Delhi Assembly election on voting day. ISRO says navigation satellite NVS-02 encountered technical glitch. Strategies been worked out to make satellite functional. Indian-American vocalist Chandrika Tandon wins Grammy Award for album Triveni. In Best New Age Ambient category, singer Beyoncé bags Best Country Album Award for Cowboy Carter. And in the 38th National Games, 15-year-old Jonathan Gavin Anthony from Karnataka clinches gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol event. The Lok Sabha has taken up the motion of thanks on the President's address to the Joint Houses of Parliament. Moving the motion, Ramveer Singh Bidhori of BJP listed out the works done by the Narendra Modi-led government and the public welfare schemes. He attacked the AAP-ruled Delhi government for allegedly not implementing different central schemes like the Ayushman Bharat and the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana in the national capital, and added it was denying people basic health care, housing and other facilities. He accused the Delhi government of working against the interest of JJ colonies. He also said that the Delhi Jal Board is facing a loss of 75,000 crore rupees.
माननीय राष्ट्रपति जी का अभिभाषण न केवल भारत के सर्वाधिक लोकप्रिय प्रधानमंत्री आदरणीय श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व के वाली सरकार की नीतियों का दर्पण है बल्कि यह देश के उज्जवल भविष्य की दिशा को भी स्पष्ट करने वाला है.
He also raised the issue of poor road conditions, air pollution and problems in public transport facilities in the city. The BJP member also accused the Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal of lavish spending on his official residence as the Delhi CM. The discussion is underway. Rajya Sabha has also taken up discussion on the motion of thanks to the President's address to the joint session of Parliament. Initiating the discussion, BJP member Kiran Chaudhary said the government has taken monumental initiatives to double the income of farmers, stating that the opposition is holding a false campaign against the government over its efforts for agriculture sector. The BJP member said instead the UPA government had kept the recommendations of the Dr. Swaminathan's committee under cold storage. Earlier, both the Houses of Parliament today witnessed noisy scenes as the opposition parties demanded discussion on the Mahakumbh incident. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, opposition parties started sloganeering, alleging mismanagement at the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla said the President, in an address to the joint sitting of Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha, mentioned about the Mahakumbh. He said members can put their views during the discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address. He asked the members to maintain the dignity of the House and allow the House to function.
महामहिम राष्ट्रपति जी ने कुंभ के बारे में भी चर्चा की, इसलिए आप जब महामहिम राष्ट्रपति जी के अभिभाषण के अंदर जब अपने विषय को रखें तो वो विषय भी आप रख सकते हैं. प्रश्नकाल सबसे महत्वपूर्ण समय होता है और बहुत प्रयास करने के बाद माननीय सदस्यों का प्रश्न आता है, सरकार की जवाबदेही भी तय होती है. और मैं आपसे कई बार आग्रह कर चुका हूँ, एक व्यवस्था बना लें कि प्रश्नकाल के अंदर कभी भी विषय को नहीं उठाने दिया जाएगा.
In the Rajya Sabha, the opposition parties started sloganeering over the issue as soon as the House met for the day. Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar disallowed the adjournment notices moved by the opposition parties over the Mahakumbh incident and other issues. The Tribhuvan Sahakari University Bill 2025 was introduced in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to establish the Institute of Rural Management, ANAND, as a university to be known as the Tribhuvan Sahakari University and to declare it as an institution of national importance. The institution will impart technical and management education and training in the cooperative sector, will promote cooperative research and development, and to attain standards of global excellence in order to realize the vision of Sahakar Se Samriddhi. Civil Aviation Minister K. Rammohan Naidu today said that regular flight operation from Asia's largest Jewar International Airport in Noida will commence from April this year. Replying to supplementaries in the Rajya Sabha today, the minister said that everything is going according to the timelines, and the validation flight also operated in the month of December last year from the airport.
जेवर एयरपोर्ट ये देश का भी और एशिया का भी सबसे बड़ा एयरपोर्ट बनने जा रहा है सर उसके लिए हमें बहुत खुशी होती है इस तरह का एयरपोर्ट हमारे देश में बन रहा है और उसका जो वैलिडेशन फ्लाइट था वो भी हमने दिसंबर में उसका वैलिडेशन फ्लाइट भी किया है एंड एवरीथिंग इज गोइंग अकॉर्डिंग टू द टाइमलाइंस एंड वेरी सून इन द मंथ ऑफ अप्रैल वी सी द रेगुलर ऑपरेशंस बीइंग स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम द जेवर नोएडा इंटरनेशनल एयरपोर्ट.
Terming India a leading aviation market in the world, the minister said that 800 planes are operating in the Indian aviation space and steps have been taken to train a skilled workforce for the smooth operations of the flights. The stage is set for the Delhi Assembly elections, with today marking the final day of campaigning. Candidates, senior leaders and star campaigners of the parties are leaving no stone unturned to woo the voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns, press conferences and public meetings across the city. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah today addressed a public meeting in Jangpura. Speaking to the voters, Mr. Shah alleged that the ruling AAP government has betrayed the people of Delhi. He claimed that after the 10 years of the AAP rule, they only gave corruption, waste and contaminated water to the city.
10 साल तक अनेक वादा करकर केजरीवाल और इनके चट्टे पट्टों ने दिल्ली को क्या दिया? भ्रष्टाचार दिया, कूड़ा कचरा दिया, जहरीला पानी दिया और तुष्टीकरण का व्यवहार भी दिया. ये दिल्ली को धोखा देने का काम केजरीवाल जी ने करा है.
Meanwhile, senior AAP leader and Punjab Chief Minister Bhagwant Mann held a roadshow in Adarsh Nagar constituency. Party Chief Arvind Kejriwal is also scheduled to hold public meeting and a roadshow this afternoon. While Delhi Congress Chief Devendra Yadav expressed confidence to win the election, he said that Congress Party has worked for the welfare of the people during his rule.
आज जरूरत है दिल्ली को वही पुरानी दिल्ली जिसमें नई मेट्रो चलती थी, नई बसें चलती थी, ग्रीन कवर पड़ता था और इसके साथ साथ सोशल सिक्योरिटी का विशेष ध्यान मुझे याद पड़ता है कि उस समय किया जाता है. आज भले ही कुछ लोग फ्री की बात करके उस सोशल सिक्योरिटी जो हमारी एक जिम्मेदारी है उसके ऊपर मैं मानता हूं कि उनको कहना कि फ्री में दे रहे हैं, कोई माफ कीजिएगा, कोई फ्री में किसी ने नहीं दिया.
A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. Elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The Election Commission has imposed a ban on exit polls for the Delhi Assembly election and the by-elections for one seat each in Uttar Pradesh and Tamil Nadu from 7 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. on the voting day. In a notification, the Commission directed all media outlets, including television channels, radio stations and news agencies, to comply with this restriction. The ban also extends to any opinion polls or survey results broadcast on electronic media during the 48-hour period leading up to the conclusion of voting. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the students in New Delhi. During his interaction, the Prime Minister said he heard that the AAP government prevents children from advancing beyond class 9 unless they are guaranteed to pass. Mr. Modi added that the reasoning behind this is that if a student's result is poor, it could negatively affect the government's reputation.
मैंने सुना है ये दिल्ली में 9वीं कक्षा के बाद बच्चों को आगे जाने ही नहीं देते. जो बच्चे गारंटी है पास होंगे उन्हीं को जाने दे. क्यों? क्योंकि उनका रिजल्ट खराब हो जाएगा तो मेरी सरकार की इज्जत खराब हो जाएगी. इसलिए बड़ा बेईमानी का काम होता है.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The Indian Space Research Organization ISRO has informed that its navigation satellite NVS-02 encountered a technical glitch yesterday while the orbit-raising maneuver was being carried out. In a social media post, the space agency has informed that the orbit-raising operations towards positioning the satellite to the designated orbital slot could not be carried out as the valves for admitting the oxidizer to fire, the thrusters on board the spacecraft did not open. It has, however, said that the master control facility at Hassan in Karnataka is monitoring the satellite remotely and its systems are healthy. It has further said in its post that the satellite is currently in elliptical orbit and alternate strategies have been worked out to make the satellite functional. Over 1 crore 25 lakh devotees have taken a holy dip in Sangam till 12 noon on the occasion of Basant Panchami in Mahakumbh, Prayagraj today. The third Amrit Snan of the Mahakumbh is underway and lakh of devotees are still coming to take a holy dip in the Sangam. Now we go over live to our correspondent Aman Yadav, who is at the Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. Aman, if you can hear me, how are the rituals on Amrit Snan progressing and what are the arrangements that have been made for the devotees?
Yes, Abhishek. Undeterred by the Mauni Amavasya incident, lakhs of devotees flocked to the Triveni Sangam to take holy dip on the occasion of Basant Panchami. In the afternoon, flowers were showered from helicopter on all the ghats for devotees and akhadas on the last Amrit Snan. It is believed that bathing in the Sangam on Basant Panchami brings immense virtue and washes away all sins. The ground and ghats of Mela area is full of yellow color because today is Ma Saraswati's day, as yellow signifies the Devi Ma and it represents learning and wealth. And let me tell you about the akhadas. The bath of Juna Akhada has been completed in the dawn. First Mahanirvani and then Sri Niranjani completed their snan. Meanwhile, the sequential bathing of the akhadas is going on as I speak. In view of the convenience of devotees and for better crowd management, the number and height of signages on all return routes have been increased to ensure clear visibility for devotees leaving Sangam. Meanwhile, strict vigilance is being kept through drones, CCTV cameras and helicopters. Yes, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Aman, for that update. That was a correspondent, Aman Yadav, from Triveni Sangam in Prayagraj. Well, moving on, Canada and Mexico have ordered retaliatory tariffs on goods from the United States. This follows U.S. President Donald Trump ordering sweeping tariffs on imports from Canada, Mexico and China. Canada is initially targeting U.S. $30 billion in goods imported from the U.S. with tariffs of 25%. The restrictions will come into force from tomorrow. Mexico has declared that it will impose retaliatory tariffs without mentioning any rate and products. At the 67th Annual Grammy Awards in 2025, Indian-American vocalist and entrepreneur Chandrika Tandon made history, winning the Grammy Award for the album Triveni in the Best New Age Ambient or Chant Album category. We have a detailed report.
The biggest musical awards night organized by the Recording Academy was held at the Crypto.com Arena in Los Angeles. Chandrika Tandon has won the Grammy Award for the album Triveni. The album weaves ancient Vedic chants with melodic flute and resonant cello, creating a reflective soundscape that fosters mindfulness, self-discovery and connection. The win was a thrilling moment for music lovers worldwide, as it is a unique fusion of Indian classical traditions with modern ambient sound. This was her second Grammy nomination after 2009's Soul Call and first win. Beyoncé won her first Album of the Year for Cowboy Carter. Kendrick Lamar took home both Song and Record of the Year for Not Like Us. Other big winners included Olivia Rodrigo for Best New Artist and Doja Cat for Best Rap Song. With Neelam's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In the ongoing Uttarakhand National Games, 15-year-old Jonathan Gavin Anthony from Karnataka clinched the gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol event, edging out senior national players. Anthony scored 240.7 points, while Ravinder Singh of Services bagged the silver with 240.3 points. Currently, Services leads the points table with 18 gold, 10 silver and 8 bronze medals, while Karnataka stands second with 17 gold, 9 silver and 9 bronze medals. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha takes up motion of thanks on President's address. Opposition MPs create ruckus in both houses of parliament, demanding discussion on Mahakumbh incident. Campaigning for Delhi Assembly polls ends today. Political leaders making last-ditch efforts to woo voters. Election Commission prohibits exit polls for Delhi Assembly election on voting day. ISRO says navigation satellite NVS-02 encountered technical glitch. Strategies been worked out to make satellite functional. Indian-American vocalist Chandrika Tandon wins Grammy Award for album Triveni in the Best New Age Ambient category. Singer Beyoncé bags Best Country Album Award for Cowboy Carter. And in the 38th National Games, 15-year-old Jonathan Gavin Anthony from Karnataka clinches gold medal in the men's 10-meter air pistol event. And with that, we end the Midday News.